Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to conclude Maseches Maaser Sheni with Perakei Mishnah Tesvav, and we will also begin Maseches Challah. So the last Mishnah, Maseches Maaser Sheni, goes through various takanos of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan was a Kohen Gadol who served after Shimon HaTzadik, and it was the beginning of the period of the second Beis HaMikdash, so it was a time of transition for Klal Yisrael from a time of Galus to a time of a Bayis Sheni, and he made a number of takanos. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Hevir Hodoyos HaMaaser. First of all, he stopped people from saying Vidoy Maestros. So the Bartender explains, why would he stop people from saying Vidoy Maestros? That Lechor is a really important thing to do. So he says, Lufisha Ezra Karnasas Levim Shleyudulam Maestr. When Ezra came back from Galus Bavel, so the Levim didn't come back with him. A lot of people didn't come back with him. So people were very comfortable in Bavel, and they didn't return to Eretz Yisrael. So since the Levim didn't return to Eretz Yisrael, Ezra made a punishment for the Levim, a Knas on the Levim, that you don't give them Maestros anymore. And therefore, if you're going to say a Vidoy Maestros that says that I've taken care of my produce, I've given it to my Maaser Rishon to Levium, it's not true. You're not supposed to give Maaser Rishon to Levium anymore. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol says, so don't say the Vidoy. Now, the reason they were saying it up until the time of Yochanan Kohen Gadol is because a lot of times the Torah refers to Kohanim as Levium. And since they would give the Maaser Rishon to Kohanim, they kind of gave it to Levium, but that's clearly not what it means in the Torah. So Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, we should stop saying Vidoy Maestros. Afhu bitel es hama'orurim. He was also mevatel the ma'orurim. The ma'orurim are Levim who would stand there al haduchan and they would say, Ura lamatishan Hashem. Wake up Hashem. Why are you sleeping Hashem? So he said, that's a chutzpah to refer to Hashem as sleeping. Now the truth is, they didn't make it up. It's a pasuk in Tehillim that says lamatishan Hashem. But that pasuk in Tehillim is referring to times of galus. When you have a Beis HaMikdash, you can't say lamatishan Hashem. So therefore, he got rid of that practice as well. Ve'es ha-nokfim, and he also got rid of the practice of nokfim. Nokfim means, the Bartender explains, that there would be m'sartin le'egel shel korban ben kronav. They would make a cut in an animal between its horns, k'deshiyip lo dam be'enov, so that blood would drip into its eyes, k'dosh lo yira, so that it won't be able to see, v'yanoch l'chfoso l'shachto, and it would be so much easier to just hold it down and shecht it. So he was mevatel that practice because it makes it look like the animal's a balmum. So instead, he was mesaken that they should make tabos, they should make rings in the ground that you could stick the animal's neck into that will hold the animal down, and therefore you don't need to blind the animal first. You could just have these rings hold the animal down while you do the shechita. Va'ad yama fayapatish makab Yerushalayim, and up until his time, people, blacksmiths, would work on Chol HaMoed in Yerushalayim, because even though Melechas Chol HaMoed is aser, but for a davar Aved, it's mutter, so they were working only for a davra aved, but still he thought that was a terrible chilul Hashem, that they were working for a davra aved, because it made such a loud noise, so it was so obvious that there was hammering going on, so he stopped that practice. And he's the one that instituted the din of demai. Prior to Yochanan Kohen Gadol, we followed the din d'oraisa, that if you buy produce from an amaretz, you have every right to assume that Shumas Maestros were taken from it. But since he did a whole investigation and he realized that Rov Amei Aretz are Ma'astrin, but there's a significant minority that don't take Shumas Maestros, so as a result of that investigation, where he realized that there's a significant minority that don't take Shumas Maestros, he instituted this concept of Demai, that we need to be Mafrish Maestros from produce that we buy from an Amah Aretz. So those are the various takanos of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Now, so how many was it? It was one that he got rid of Vidoy Maestros, two that he was mevatel the people who called Hashem sleeping, three that he was mevatel the idea of cutting the animal between the horns to blind it, four that he stopped people, blacksmiths, from working on Chol HaMoed, and five that he was mesaken the din of demai. So those are the five institutions of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. And that brings us now to Maseches Challah. So, Salak Maseches Maaser Sheni, we now begin Maseches Challah. Maseches Challah obviously is about Challah. Challah meaning Hafrashas Challah, that if a person makes a dough that is fit for human consumption and you're going to bake it, not cook it or fry it or anything, you're going to bake it. So, the halacha is that you need to be Mafresh Challah and give that Challah to a Kohen. In Eretz Yisrael, that's a din midaraisa. In Chutz Lartz, it's a din midarabanan. So, the first mission Maseches Challah teaches us Chamisha Dvarim Chayav and Challah. There are only five types of bread that are Chayav and Challah, and they are Hachitim Asar Makus Mishbel Shul V'Shifon. The five grains, only dough made from the five grains is Chayav and Challah. But if you make a rice bread or a corn bread or something like that, then it's not going to be Chayav in Challah. So Harei Elu Chayav and Challah Umit Starfim Zeh Mzeh. Not only are these Minim Chayav and Challah, if you make there's a shear for challah. You have to make a certain amount in order to be chayav in challah. But if you didn't make, if the bread that you made included wheat flour and spelt flour together, mixed together, that's the mitzdarif to the shear. You don't need a proper shear of wheat flour independently and a proper shear of spelt flour independently. Now, they're mitzdarif if they're all one dough, meaning if you have the flour is mixed and then you mix it all with water. But if, let's say, you make wheat bread and you make spelt bread and then you put them, you make wheat dough and then spelt dough and then you attach the doughs to each other, that's not going to be mitzdarif. It's only mitzdarif if it's made as a single dough. But the different minim are mitzdarif. V'asurim b'chadosh milifnei ha-pesach. And it's these five grains that are subject to the isur of chadosh, that until you bring the Karban Omer on the second day of Pesach, all the grains from that year are asur. That includes these five grains. So milikzar milifnei ha-omer. You're also not allowed to harvest any of these grains before you harvest the Karban Omer. So vim hishrishu kodem la-omer, if any of these five grains took root before the Karban Omer was harvested, ha-omer matira, then the Omer will be matir them, that you're allowed to harvest them and eat them. Vim lav, but if they hadn't taken root yet, by the time you harvest the Karban Omer, then asura nachiyava ha-omer haba, then they're considered to be next year's produce, and therefore they're only going to become motir in the following year's Omer, not in this year's Omer. So to quickly review what we learned today, the last Mishnah of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni told us about the five takanos of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, that he was mevatel hodoyas ma'aser, vidoy ma'aser, he was mevatel the idea of levim, referring to Hashem as sleeping, he was mevatel the idea of making an animal blinded before you shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, he was mevatel the blacksmiths from working in Chol HaMoed, and he instituted the din of demai. When it comes to, then we learned in the first parak of Maseches Challah that the chiva for Parshas Challah only applies to the five grains, and those various grains are mitzarif with each other to equal the shir challah. And another halacha that relates to the five grains is that their asur and chadash, the yisur chadash applies to those five grains. But we pointed out that when it comes to the yisur of chadash, if it took root before you harvest the Karban Omer, then those five grains are mutter with that year's Karban Omer. If it didn't take root yet by the time you harvest the Karban Omer, then they're not going to be mutter until the following year's Karban Omer. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the first parak of Maseches Challah. We'll pick up with Mishnah Beis.